97.9 The Hill. Time now for more trivia with Mr. Kiger.
Mr. Stutz.
How are you, sir?
I'm well. Hope you are. How are you? How are you hanging in here in dog days?
Oh, man, I'm doing all right. Dog days are all right, as long as I can stay inside with the air conditioning.
Oh, there you go. All right, that's good.
Oh, man, I'm sure you...
Hey, I like the T-shirt you got.
Thank you. Thank you very much. WCHL T-shirt.
I like that.
Matter of fact.
Yeah.
You know who designed this original design on this T-shirt?
I do not know.
Mike Benson.
The Bone!
Yeah. He came in and brought me a poster one day.
Yep.
And it had the AM and FM on it and everything, and hi-fi and lo-fi, and I thought it was kind of cool.
That's The Bone. Mike Benson.
Black and white.
Yeah, that's The Bone.
He's a really good artist.
Oh, he's very talented in many, many respects.
Really, really talented photographer as well.
Very much so. Yeah. One of my former students who... Time does not allow me to relate the story of him holding his essay that he was to turn into me for ransom.
I've heard that story before.
Yes. Burying his essay in a cooler out in the woods somewhere near my house.
Another time we'll tell
another
that story
time.
When we have a couple of days.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Well, Mike Benson's an interesting guy.
He's a great guy.
Yeah. Well, what kind of question you got?
Round ball. I know it's July, but you can't very well stray very far from the fact that...
We're still basketball fans.
Basketball fans, yeah.
Yeah.
So here's a question. You ready?
Yeah.
I hope everybody's ready. What kind of ball was used in the very first basketball game ever played? What kind of ball was used in the very first basketball game ever played? Now, from the question, obviously, if you say basketball...
That's wrong.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
What kind of ball was used when Dr. James Naismith pulled it off in, I believe, 1891 or 92?
Okay. All right.
If you know the answer, give us a call at 919-929.
9245
WCHL.
Yep. And you win a $10 gift certificate from
Cruisers, where you are.
Good to go.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right. Of course. 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa. You know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz. Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
Freddie asking a question today about what kind of a ball was used in the very first game of basketball.
Yep, when Dr. Naismith rolled it out there.
It was not a basketball.
Nope, couldn't be a basketball.
But it was a...
It was a soccer ball or a soccer-style ball.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll take either answer to be correct. The game, of course, invented by Dr. James Naismith, a Canadian, in 1891, and complete with fruit or peach baskets tacked at each end of the auditorium.
Baskets. That's right.
A soccer-style ball and 13 rules. The game was to condition young adults during winter months, and Lord have mercy, did Dr. Naismith have any idea what that would develop?
One of those initial 13 rules was not the 30-second shot clock.
No.
Or a three-point shot or anything like that. So,
hey,
it was cool. But Dick Paparo was running around.
Yes, he was.
Blowing his whistle.
Yeah, and making
first game.
And Ted Valentine.
Lou Bello.
Lou
Bello was there.
I would not be surprised.
He was a seasoned referee at the time.
Oh, my gosh. He used to be a hoot. For those of you who do not remember, Lou Bello was a clown slash character slash ACC official.
Yeah, he was quite a character.
At the free throw line, he would hand the player the ball, and as the player reached for it, he'd pull it away. He ran by one game. I'm sitting courtside in Carmichael, and it was an exhibition game, and Coach Smith was sitting right beside me.
Yeah.
So there was a turnover, fast break going the other direction, you know, 180 in like seconds. Lou racing back down the floor. He stopped right in front of the table, plopped down with both arms, and he looked at Coach Smith and went, "How am I doing, Dean?" And then ran off.
he was a hilarious guy.
What a hoot.
I used to run into him all the time at K&W.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, just a really good guy who lived right here.
How am I doing, Dean?
there was another story about how he ran by and he told one coach, I don't remember who it was, he said, "We got you by five." Kept running.
Oh, the days.
A really funny guy.
Yep.